Hello, one and all. I'm Budsamudra Knox, your host for Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast that dramatizes the spiritual stories of Sri Chinmoy. This is episode 10, and a feature on the life of Humayun, the second Mughal emperor of India. Born in 1508 to his father, King Babur, his life was predominantly that of a warrior. Either defending his territory or expanding his empire, Humayun was a man of his word, who carried inside him a magnanimous heart of forgiveness. He was the first to admit that he was never a saint and committed wrongdoings of his own. However, living a life of extreme privilege is never easy, and when you are at the top of the tree, the only way is down. And there are those who always love to shake the tree. Whilst many people came and went in his life, the Almighty Allah never left him, and this deep connection with the Infinite lasted to the very end and undoubtedly beyond. Inspiration Sounds is pleased to present to you four stories written by Sri Chinmoy on the life of Emperor Humayun. The first story takes place when he is 16 years old, still a prince, and tells of the greatest sacrifice a father can make for a son. And our final tale deals with his loving departure from this mortal world. So sit back, relax, put your feet up, and enjoy the stories from the heart of the world. Baba's Sacrifice, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. The first Mughal emperor Baba was a poet, a hunter, and a man of wisdom. He often had to fight his enemies in order to maintain his own kingdom, but he had a good army and always won. Baba had a son named Humayun, which means fortunate. Sadly enough, a series of unfortunate events took place in Baba's and Humayun's lives. When Humayun was 16 years old, his father wanted to conquer a particular place ruled by Ibrahim Lodi. The son said, "Father, you know our army is nothing in comparison to Ibrahim Lodi's army. Well, how can you dare to fight with them?" But Baba replied, "No, my son, we shall conquer them. They may have the numbers, but we have the quality and the capacity." The son said, "Father, I always abide by your will. Let's go." Both the father and son were great heroes, and with their small army they went to conquer Ibrahim Lodi's army. Surprisingly, they defeated the enemy. The people were very pleased with their new conquerors, for the old ruler had not been a good one. One of the local governors owned India's most precious diamond, which was called Kohinoor. The governor gave Kohinoor to Baba's son Humayun because of his bravery. Humayun showed it to his father and said, "Father, this is for you." But Baba replied, "No, my son, you deserve it. You have got it and you should keep it. I am proud of you. You fought bravely. That's why you've been given this diamond. Keep it. I will be happy if you do." Father and son returned to their own kingdom. Alas, in a few hours' time, Humayun fell ill. Day by day, his condition grew worse. Many doctors tried to cure him, but none succeeded. They all agreed that his days were numbered. Many people prayed to Allah for Humayun's recovery, but to no avail. Then a saint came to Baba and said, "If you make a great sacrifice, if you sacrifice something most precious, then your son will be cured." Baba asked, "What kind of thing should I sacrifice?" The saint said, "Give away Kohinoor. It is most precious." "Kohinoor is my son's possession. What kind of sacrifice would that be?" "I have to sacrifice something of my own. I have so much wealth and property and such a vast kingdom, but Kohinoor is not mine. Therefore, I cannot sacrifice it. Even if I did own Kohinoor, it would not be a real sacrifice to give it away. Even if I give away My wealth, power, and kingdom, I don't think this is the most precious sacrifice I could make. My life alone is most precious. I am ready to give my life. Then he walked around his son 3 times, praying to Allah. The most precious thing I possess is my own life. So take my life instead of my son's. This is my only prayer. To his surprise, after he completed 3 rounds, his son stood up completely well. But then Baba immediately fell deathly ill. Humayun cried and said to Allah, My father's going to die, but I shall eternally treasure my father's fondness for me and my father's implicit faith in your compassion. Allah listened to the father's prayer, and in 3 months' time Baba died. This is the love that a human father can have for his son. The Water Carrier's Bravery, written by Sri Chinmoy and dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. Once the Mughal Emperor Humayun was fighting a terrible battle against his enemy. The enemy's army was extremely powerful and outnumbered Humayun's army. What was worse, Humayun's treacherous brothers, Karman and Hindal, had turned traitors to the emperor. In their greed to capture his kingdom and dethrone him, they had joined forces with the enemy. As Humayun's army was falling back, the emperor's horse slipped and fell into a nearby river. The horse drowned and Humayun, badly hurt, was being tossed around helplessly in the rough current. A water carrier named Nizam, who was a humble man of low caste, saw the emperor's plight and cried out, I fear for the emperor's life. His subjects admire him and adore him as such a just and great emperor. If the emperor drowns, we will lose our only hope for a better and more illumining life. I can see that he is wounded and will not be able to save himself. The water carrier dove bravely into the river and held out his leather bag so the emperor could float across the river safely. Both men held the bag, and the water carrier protected the wounded emperor until they reached the other shore. The emperor was so moved. You have come and saved me. Now I am helpless, but I promise you that when I go back to Agra and am once more seated on my throne, I shall give you my throne for 1 day. Believe me, this is my solemn promise. You are not a mere water carrier. You are the savior of the Mughal Emperor Humayun. The water carrier Nizam was overwhelmed. He fell at the emperor's feet. Please, I do not expect any reward. My reward is your safety. But Humayun insisted, You, a water carrier of low caste, have shown such loyalty and love for your emperor, whereas my own brothers have become traitors. I will always be kind to them and forgive them, for this is the promise that I made to my father Baba when he was on his deathbed. But of all my subjects, you are the one who deserves my throne for 1 day. You deserve not only my throne, but my eternal gratitude. All my subjects should show you admiration and adoration for your heroic bravery. The emperor kept his promise, and Nizam did sit on his throne for 1 day. Akbar's Birth, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budhsamudra Knox. The Mughal Emperor Humayun was fighting a terrible battle against his enemy in a neighboring kingdom. The battle was raging and Humayun was leading the attack. Suddenly, Humayun saw his faithful palace messenger trying to make his way towards him, but the soldiers were not allowing him to come to the front of the army. Humayun ordered that the messenger be allowed through. Humayun took shelter for a moment in a secluded spot to receive the messenger. The messenger bowed to the emperor. Oh, great Emperor Humayun, the Empress Himidaban has delivered a son. Humayun was so delighted and excited. Across the battlefield he cried out, Allah be praised! We shall call him Akbar. Alas, and this is my fate. My son was born, Yet I am still fighting my enemies, and no victory is in sight. I have nothing with me to give you, O messenger, for bringing me the happiest news. All I have is a small quantity of musk in this tiny box. This is the only thing I can afford to present you with. But I tell you, one day my son's fame will cover the length and breadth of the world as the fragrance of the musk fills the air here. Like perfume, my son's fame will one day spread throughout the world. When Humayun was finally able to return to his palace to see his son, he was so moved and excited. He said to his son, "My father gave me the name Humayun, which means fortunate. He was right. I am truly fortunate, for I see in you, my son, all the world's fortune. I clearly see that you'll be the greatest of all the Mughal emperors. I see it, and I feel it. My wife, I am once more leaving you with our child, for I have to go and fight against the enemy again. I am a warrior. I fight with the outer enemy, while religious mendicants, spiritual people fight the inner enemies, anger, pride, and so forth. I do not have time to fight against the inner enemies. Outer enemies are more than enough for me to cope with. But our son, Akbar, will also fight against the inner enemies. He will be inwardly and outwardly great and good." Humayun's Death, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. One day, the great Mughal Emperor Humayun came back victorious from a battle. His subjects were extremely happy and excited that the emperor had won. The whole kingdom had turned out to cheer him, lining the streets to the palace. All his subjects wanted to touch his feet and sing his praises. When the emperor got to his palace, he said to his army, "We have won, but it is all by Allah's grace. Otherwise, we would not have won. Let me go and offer my gratitude to Allah in the mosque." In the mosque, Humayun offered his soulful prayer and heart's gratitude to Allah. "Allah, you have always been kind to me. Even my own brothers, not to speak of kith and kin, have deceived and betrayed me many times. But I promised my father on his deathbed that I would be kind to them. Therefore, I have forgiven them every time. I myself have also done so many things wrong in this life, and Allah, you have forgiven me as I have forgiven my own brothers and relatives. You have always taught me that forgiveness is the answer, not revenge. To satisfy oneself, forgiveness is the only answer. Allah accepts my gratitude life and my gratitude heart for this great victory." After offering his prayer of gratitude, Humayun knelt down with folded hands and began praying again most soulfully. Suddenly, he collapsed on the floor and everybody rushed over to him. "This is my last prayer to Allah. Allah, I am soon going to be with you. My father died while praying to you. I was dying, and he prayed that you would take his life instead of mine. You listened to his prayer. He died in my place, and I was cured. Now I am dying while praying to you. My father died while praying to you for my life. I am dying praying for my kingdom, for my people, and for my son. I know that there is only one way to gain victory, and that way is through prayer. Without prayer, there is no success and no glory, no prayer, no satisfaction. Allah, Allah, may your glory be praised in all human hearts throughout your creation. I leave my son here on earth in your care. You save him and protect him. You give him world glory. My last prayer is not the prayer of the great Emperor Humayun, but the prayer of a soulful Muslim mendicant seeker who needs no one but Allah for eternal peace and eternal satisfaction. Satisfaction is what I've always needed and shall always need forever and forever. Allah, you have given me that satisfaction now, not in the victory of the battlefield, but in allowing me to utter your compassionate name. Your name is all peace. Satisfaction abides and shall always abide in peace. Peace is satisfaction. Satisfaction alone. Thank you for listening to Inspiration Sounds. This has been episode 10. Well, I was just thinking that it must have been very interesting back then, some 500 years ago. A world that seems to me to have been brutal and in the same instant incredibly beautiful, where people were connected not only to Earth, but to the spirit of the world, perhaps more so than today. Now, next Sunday, we have a wonderful mixture of stories by Sri Chinmoy. One about the dangers of a magical wishing tree. Another about a Brahmin's pursuit to discover who is the highest in this world. And finally, the mystical story about how, in the midst of a storm, Lord Krishna meets his divine companion Radha for the first time on Earth. Have a great week. I'm Budsamudra. Goodbye.